Disclaimer: this is a report concerning Student Keeper web filtering software. This is not a tutorial on bypassing school internet, nor is this a recommendation that you do so. Domains, instructions, and data relating to the vulnerability have been redacted for the protection of both the vendor, Ativian, and school districts. Do not contact Addison for instructions on how to bypass your student internet. You will be blocked from ever sending another email. Contact information will be provided for questions, comments, and concerns about the vulnerability. Author name: Addison Verlies. Email: AVERLICETECH at proton.me for encrypted email. Use this PGP public key verification. Go here. Vendor information: vendor, Ativian product, Student Keeper website, https://www.ativian.com/studentkeeper. Description: taken directly from Ativian. Student Keeper, powered by Content Keeper, is a comprehensive platform that combines enterprise-level web filtering, classroom management, and student well-being tools. Vulnerability information: vulnerability info, fill open policy. The vulnerability in question relies on a DNS network hijack to work, but more on this later. The Student Keeper agent has a heartbeat in order to do just-in-time filtering, where it must contact this domain every time a request is made to visit a website or contact the domain. The domain is redacted. Rather than failing closed, where the filter would have let nothing through, it failed open, meaning that any request, regardless of if it cannot contact its domain or phone home, will go through. How this vulnerability was tested? The vulnerability was tested by mapping this domain to 0.0.0.0 using a custom DNS setup. Though this can work on commercial DNS servers, where the domains of those servers are not blocked, e.g. Nextens, Opens, Quad9. How the user exploits the vulnerability: 1. The user must find a way to actively block connections to the callback domain. 2. The user must flush the WebSocket pools in the browser and or restart the computer. Risk: this could set a precedent where it violates the Children's Internet Protection Act, CIPA, exposes kids to pornographic / harmful contact, and also disables logging for the administrator. Solutions to this problem: 1. Network-side filtering. Rather than using a client which most of the time relies on the browser's skin, server name indication, use a PAC proxy and or VPN back to your school's and or educational institution's network with filtering enabled. This ensures there is a central point of contact and that it cuts off the connection if it cannot contact the proxy. 2. Enforce DNS. You can attempt to enforce your own DNS servers, though the solution will not work if the student's network has DPI which blocks the source domain. 3. For Ativian, fail closed policy. Change the code where it fails closed if it cannot phone home.